Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
After a long period of preparation through the great fast, we are able with true and real joy to offer up from the depths of our hearts. In some real sense, this one refrain is the encapsulation of all that the Fathers say and do in the full scope of their heritage and history. The study of patristics is the study of a life that leads to this one phrase, this one reality: Christ is risen. This is the summation of all theology, the pinnacle of all the Fathers teach, because, as we endeavor to learn in our humble approach to their writings, the Fathers teach a way, not a knowledge. They give us signs to life, ways to live, to act, so that we can enter into the true reality of a life bound up in the resurrected Lord. Christ is risen. This triumphal hymn, this resounding exclamation, is the full, the true, the deepest meaning to every passage gleaned from the writings of our Holy Fathers. In the words of St. Gregory the theologian of Nazianzus, "This is the day of resurrection. Let us offer to God a sacrifice which is ourselves. Let us, as his most precious acquisition, give to Christ the true image, that which was created in his image. Let us acknowledge our worth. Let us revere the archetype. Let us come to understand the power of the mystery and who it is for whom Christ died." As in so much patristic writing, St. Gregory sums up all the dimensions of a true and real life in Christ, acknowledging the very substance of its meaning, that this, today, now, is the day of resurrection. He enjoins us to offer ourselves as a sacrifice. Christ has given himself for the life of the world. In the great and holy week of the Passion, which we have just celebrated, we see, in wonderful measure, the offering that Christ makes at every moment, culminating in that dark hour of the cross. And yet, at the tomb, we have sung joyful lamentations, verses bespeaking, yes, the sorrow of our hearts, but the overwhelming joy we know comes through the cross, through this burial, through this death. Look at what Christ has offered to us. This is the message of the Church. This is the message of the Fathers. There is no boundary to what God has given. A greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. And yet Christ has called us not merely friends, but sons and daughters, brethren in the community of Christ, the body of God himself. What are we to do in the face of this joy, this offering, which culminates in our Paschal celebration, except to offer our lives back? Our lives will never be adequate sacrifices, but they will be ample if we offer them wholly, without hindrance, in true joy and love. We are, in St. Gregory's words, Christ's most precious acquisition. And so we give to him that which he has obtained by his own mercy and his love. One of the most important phrases in that small text we've read is St. Gregory's command, "Let us, brethren, acknowledge our true worth." It is not for worthless creatures that Christ offers his life. It is not for the sake of human persons of no value that Christ enters into the tomb, descends into Hades, and reaches out his hands of life. Let us see in this paschal mystery not simply the one in his glory who redeems us, but the true reality of we who are being redeemed, the mystery of us, those for whom Christ died. The long fast of the Lenten period has, if we have approached it worthily and humbly, begun to reveal into our hearts our true natures, yes, our sin, so much our sin. But Pascha, the resurrection, the rising forth of Christ, grabbing Adam and Eve by the arms and lifting them forth, this shows us that we are more than simply our sin. Christ sees through our sin to his own image, and for the sake of that is willing to undergo death and resurrection, and for the sake of that we cry out, Christ is risen. In a homily given for Holy Pascha, St. John the Golden Mouthed says, Today the angels leap with joy, and all the heavenly powers rejoice, elated because of the salvation of mankind. If because of the repentance of a single person there is joy in heaven and earth, more so is this true because of the salvation of the whole world. Today Christ liberates the nature of man from the tyranny of the devil and restores it to its previous nobility. Christ sees through our sin to the nobility in which God has fashioned us. The Father calls us his children not as a merely arbitrary act of love, but because as his own creatures we genuinely reflect the image of Christ himself. May the Spirit kindle in our hearts an awareness of our true selves. Yes, we are fallen. May the Spirit continually show us our sin, and may we have the humility to see it and to work to combat it. But in our sin and through our sin, we are the children of God, redeemed from death. In this there is rejoicing in heaven and on earth. It is not simply we alone in the church who cry out, Christ is risen on this great feast. It is all the angelic orders, all those who have gone before, united in the mystery of human redemption. The true scope of this full joy, the immensity of what has been accomplished, is proclaimed perhaps most potently in the Cantacia of St. Romanus the Melodist, taken from his text on the resurrection. Suddenly, he writes, sorrow has been changed to joy. All has become joyous and a cause for rejoicing. I do not hesitate to say, I have been glorified as Moses, for I have seen, not on the mountain, but in the tomb, not concealed by a cloud, but by the flesh, the Lord of immortals and of the clouds, Lord of old, now and forever. I have seen him say, Mary, hasten, and tell those who love me that I have arisen. Take me on your tongue, like a branch of the olive, to the descendants of Noah. Announce the good news, pointing out to them that death is destroyed, that he is arisen, he who offers resurrection to the fallen. That text from On the Resurrection by St. Romanus. Our sorrow is changed to joy. Our sin is a cause for sorrow, but Christ has destroyed death. He is arisen. He offers resurrection to the fallen. We are able to join with Moses and say, I have seen the Lord, not on a mountaintop, not hidden in a cloud, but from the empty tomb, arisen in glory. Saint Mary Magdalene, one of the myrrh-bearing women, who first receives news of the resurrection, who becomes the first human person to proclaim into the cosmos Christ's rising from the dead, takes him forth, takes this message forth in Saint Romanos imagery, like the dove sent out by Noah, clinging the olive branch in his beak. May we too learn to love Christ. May we learn to rejoice in the love he has shown us. May we be changed by the joy of this transfiguring, transforming resurrection.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.